Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was announced earlier today that Big Boy will drive the pace car for the Ambetter Health 400. Big Boy will drive the pace car for Ambetter Health 400. Big Boy is driving a pace car, not a race car. But let me ask you guys this. Would you rather bungee jump?
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Would you rather?
Wait. That's the sound of a swap going down. Since you said that Dylan's judging was questionable, is that the word you use?
No, Dylan didn't judge. It was Day-Day.
Day-Day judged?
Yeah.
But my
Dylan's going to play against you.
Because my judgment has been in question
and
before.
And I am going to judge for him.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be another controversial judging day then.
So continue, Mike.
I wish I'd have known that before I wrote these questions, because I definitely made this a Tiffany version. All right, let's pivot here. How about this? Let's stay right there. How about this? Would you rather drive a race car full speed, or would you rather go bungee jumping? Full speed, driving a race car, or go bungee jumping? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I would rather go bungee jumping. I feel like there is less error that I can have on my part. I feel like driving a race car full speed, I feel like that'd just be dangerous for me. I feel like there'd be too much that I would just be too out of control, and I feel like too many things can go wrong. Me driving a full-speed race car, then things that can go wrong, me bungee jumping. So I'll take the bungee jumping.
Well, clearly I'm going opposite, and I would say race car full speed for many reasons. For one, that's what I've always wanted to do. B, I mean, I practice daily on a simulator, so I'm very prepared. But C, and probably the most important, I am not putting my life in the hands of someone else's fault. I'll do it myself. If I'm going to go out, it's going to be my hair on fire, going 190 miles an hour, hitting full speed into that wall, not because some clown didn't check the bungee my head bounced against the bridge, and boom, I'm out.
The guy does bungees all the time. You don't drive race cars all the time. Let's go with this one. Have you guys seen the new show Extracted that's coming out on Fox? You guys seen the trailer for this? Extracted. Have you ever seen the show Alone, where you compete to be the last one in the wilderness? You don't know how long the other ones are going to be.
Kind of like Naked and Afraid?
Right. It's
or
like, but you're alone
like
by
Survivor.
Yourself. You go 120 days or whatever, however long you have to go till the other person taps out. All right, so there's a new show called Extracted coming out, where it's a very similar thing, but you can't pull yourself out. You have two family members back at a headquarters watching you, and they have to be the ones that will pull you out. So they are making the decision for you, and they are actually competing against each other's families to be able to send you supplies. So my question would be, which one of you guys would last longer before being extracted? Now, remember, it's not you doing it. It's your family. All right? So it would be, you know, Amy against Simone or, you know, Dylan's mom against Mrs. Billy. You don't ever know. So which one of you would actually last longer in said competition?
My pride wants to say I would last longer, but my mom, just like just like I'm sure Mrs. just like I'm sure Mrs. Billy, mom would be very much worried. Except my mom knows I do not camp. I am very much a tech savvy, like not bougie, but like I'm not used to the wilderness like that. Like I've been camping all of like twice in my entire life. And Simone be like, yeah, he's not about that life. So Simone would probably pull me out first before my mom, to if we're being quite honest. But
Simone wouldn't even let you go on the show.
Exactly. Like,
what are we doing here?
Pride aside, I honestly would think Squid Billy will last longer. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to tell my truth.
Yeah, I believe your truth, too. Definitely me. I would use my father-in-law and my dad. Because my dad is you know, he's very critical thinking. He kind of stays calm. He does everything safe. My father-in-law is a little bit opposite of that, where he's a little bit more hair on fire, but also he's got that little bit of survivalist theory already in him. I'm pretty sure like he probably has a stockpile of like army food somewhere.
There's an MREs.
So he's, you know, that's where my four-wheelers is at. I just know that between the two of them, I'd probably be very well for survival.
Right now, like you guys are tied.
I would legit have to, like, YouTube, before I go on the show, YouTube, like, how to start a fire. Like,
I don't know.
I would have to do that.
Bo just had to opt out of using Amy, though, so I don't know if that counts one of
his
directions.
I didn't opt out. I just went with my best choices.
I don't know that you get to choose.
I was about to say, right, do you get to choose?
Well, you said family. You didn't say it had to be your spouse or, you know, mom. You said family. Right. And family covers father-in-laws, mother-in-laws, mothers, fathers, okay, sisters, brothers,
right, well, you.
Cousins, cousins, cousins.
Cool.
Great aunts,
yesterday I missed the show, had a 24-hour stomach bug, all right, was not able to make it in. So my question to you is, which one would you rather have? All right, would you rather go through a day knowing you're going to stub your toe every hour, your cold toe, no socks on, go through a day knowing you're going to stub your cold feet once an hour, or knowing you're going to have a 24-hour stomach bug that's coming at any minute? Would you rather go through a day knowing that once per hour you're going to stub your cold feet, or just take on that 24-hour stomach bug?
Well, I'm going to take on the stomach bug, and let me tell you why. Because it's doing two things. Not only and I'm cleansing my system, but I'm doing a weight loss system there as well. So I'm probably going to be down a couple pounds. I'm going to come back feeling fresh, weighing in lighter, hitting ready to go. That toe eventually is going to have some consequences and repercussions to it, and you're not going to like it because you ain't going to be walking right for days. You'll be over that stomach bug in maybe one to two.
You got to be the only guy that would say, I'm coming back from a stomach bug refreshed.
Yeah,
I can tell you right now, I'm not refreshed.
Absolutely
I'm
not.
Extremely dehydrated.
Well, I mean, Mike, I wouldn't miss work for a stomach bug either, but you know. Yeah.
Mike just told me how dehydrated it was. Look, you think you're going to be walking bad for days? You're going to be walking slow for some days because you are dehydrated, because your stomach is still on edge. You won't be able to eat right for at least the next day or so. So there are definitely repercussions. You ain't coming back refreshed after a 24-hour stomach bug.
Yeah.
I'm taking
Tell me that when you're dragging your foot around, Dylan.
I'd rather stub my toe. He didn't say how bad you stub your toe. He didn't say you're breaking your
feet
foot.
Feet aren't cold, though.
I'm fine
with that. Mama ain't raised no wuss. I'll stub my toe.
You just said you couldn't make it a day in the woods, but you're going to stub a cold toe 24 times.
I stubbed my toe before. Stubbing your toe ain't that bad.
We need one more question.
I'll tell you what.
Real fast.
Are you more likely to watch the Senior Bowl or the Pro Bowl games this weekend? More likely to watch the Senior Bowl or the Pro Bowl games? Bo, we'll go first with you.
I openly admitted that I only watch Senior Bowl practice. I haven't watched a Senior Bowl game in like 5 years, but I would watch that 24/7, 365 days before I would ever watch the whatever the Pro Bowl activities are. I mean, Senior Bowl all day, this actual football, these guys are actually trying, they're actually playing, they have something on the line. There's nothing on the line in the Pro Bowl.
What do you think, Dylan? I don't know, Bijan running through some of those drills, that sounds kind of cool.
So, does this, quick question, does this encompass the, like, Saturday night activities of the Pro Bowl?
The whole bit, yeah.
Oh, I'm watching the Pro Bowl. Give me the Pro Bowl. I want to see, I would love to see these guys out of their, like, in their, like, happy and comfortable, but like out of their comfort zone, playing dodgeball, like seeing their personality and getting them to show off a little bit of their athletic abilities. But you know, with the Saturday activities, then flag football is still fun. Like they're still professional athletes playing flag football. Yeah. And by the way, this could be a sign of things to come, this Pro Bowl games with the flag football coming to the Olympics.
It's,
just saying.
It's the answer of Ooh. Someone that streams Ooh. Himself playing Mario Kart.
I don't know. That was a personal shot.
Was
but I think you might have made a good point right there at the end.
Dang it. This
yeah,
was
made a good point at the end.
This was tied, but I'm sorry to break the news to you.
Oh, there's no way that I know you're
you
gonna...
had me. You had me with the stomach bug.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
See? And you also had me with the bungee jumping and taking the race car thing because you'd rather be in control. But
how did
Dylan
lose?
Ticking the Pro Bowl.
So and one then adding answer. In,
what, you were tied. For me, the Pro Bowl seems to have sent it over the edge because why would you not want to be there in a sunny place taking part of all the festivities, not in Mobile, no offense to Mobile, Alabama.
Dang. Tell me where the Pro Bowl is this year.
I don't know, but it's not in Mobile. Where is it, Dylan? You know where the Pro Bowl is?
Thank you. Thank you.
Very close to my hometown, by the way.
No, the Pro Bowl is Orlando.
Orlando again?
Orlando, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, let me tell you something. Mobile in Orlando. I mean, that's like...
Right, well, you lost. So, hey.
You got Disney World in Orlando. I have that in Mobile.
That's like bad eggs or bad milk. Which one would you rather eat? I mean, I don't want either.
Not, no.
I don't want either. You can keep Orlando.
Nope.